Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Charles Glenn, how fun is this?
This is a ball. This is a circus. I feel like a six-year-old at a circus. This is fun. This is fun.
What does it mean to you after all these years, and this is your last year, and they finally made it to the Stanley Cup final?
This means everything. This means everything. The team got together. They buckled up. The fans said, we can do this. The owners have come together, and they came to me and said, what do you need? What do you want for your last year? And this has been great. This has been great. I want to thank, if I can, I'd love to thank the owners and the president of the Blues for helping me out for the last year. I got, as you know, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and the Blues gave a phenomenal donation to the St. Louis Multiple Sclerosis Society under my name, and I can't thank them enough.
You know, that's something that I don't know. We talk a lot about the ownership and Tom Stillman, the front man, who's always out there. But you go over the history of the Blues. Of course, the Solomons were well known for taking players on Florida vacations afterwards. We've had some owners like Harry Ornest who were so cheap they wouldn't fly a team home from Calgary after losing Game 7. But now we have owners that, like you say, really care about not just the team but the community.
Absolutely. I mean, when I announced my retirement, they said, well, what can we do for you? I never expected that. What can we do for you? And I said, well, let's just finish the season out. Well, we're not done yet. So,
speaking of not being done yet, it's been several games now that you've had where you've come out and it could have been your last anthem before a Blues game. How tough is that to face that prospect? Or is it tough? How is that?
Well, I try to sing the anthem like it's my last time singing it. So if it is, I won't be disappointed. So I'm kind of numb in a way to the Stanley Cup Finals. I don't want this to be my last time. I want Sunday to be my last time when we clinch it. But I always try and sing it like it's my last time on the ice.
Does it run through your head, though, the 19 years and all the memories and everything before you go out there? And do you really think this could be it?
I think about it at home. I don't think about it on the ice because it's game time and we have things to do. So I don't think about it at home. I mean, I think about it at home, but I don't think about it on the ice.
And you obviously, I can feel it in the stands, feel the love that you receive from the fans here when you step out there.
Oh, my goodness. In the stands, at the grocery store, at the barber shop, at the clothing stores. I mean, St. Louis fans have been beautiful. St. Louis, I love St. Louis. I do, and I love the 19 years. If you would have thought I was doing this 19 years ago, if I would have been at this point, I would have told you I was lying. That you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But this has been beautiful. And the fans have been beautiful. The ownership has been. The team has been great to me. I can't thank them enough. So it's been a magical tour.
So what would it mean for you to finish your career, come out at the end of that game, and watch the team with a note on their chest carrying that chalice around the ice?
It would mean so much. It would mean so much to see them carry Lord Stanley's cup on that ice, which we really deserve. But it would mean so much. I would probably take 4 days off.
We'll have to see what we can do to get your name on there. I think you've contributed to this success.
Well, okay, I'll take that. Thank you.
Charles Glenn, as a fan, I just want to thank you for the years that you've provided us with stirring anthems every night. And Blues Nation really appreciates you, and thank you for doing this.
God bless you, sir. God bless you. Thank you.
Charles Glenn here at Enterprise Center this morning. The Blues Report is brought to you by the Missouri Lottery. Play it forward. I'm Brian Kelly at Enterprise Center on Total Information AM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.